spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Coherent leads scientific instruments with a 44% week, while market dynamics lag the rebound. COHR closed at $379.1 after a sharp weekly recovery on 37.6 million shares, restoring a cushion over its trendline, but leaving activity pressure below zero. Research brief. Coherent Inc. delivered one of the strongest weekly moves in U.S. technology, rising 44.2% and ranking in the 98th percentile of the sector peer set. The move was volume-backed but not fully confirmed, with turnover at 1.4x the 13-week average, and market dynamics still negative. The stock is high in its 52-week range and 27.0% above its weekly trend line. But valuation stretch and elevated volatility keep the setup mixed. Key points. 1. COHR rose 44.2% for the week ended 7 August, versus a 8.8% average weekly gain for U.S. technology, and 5.7% for U.S. scientific and technical instruments. 2. The weekly trend signal is active again, with price 27.0% above the $298.4 trend line, after closing at $379.1. 3. Volume improved to 37.6 million shares, or 1.4x the 13-week average of 27.4 million, but remains short of stronger participation confirmation. 4. Market dynamics are still negative at negative 0.99, while relative strength has improved to 49.58. 5. The stock sits 13.8% below its $440 52-week high, and trades 210.2% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving valuation risk prominent. A powerful rebound, but not a clean read. Coherent's 44.2% weekly advance reset the near-term picture after a difficult July, lifting the Laser and Photonics Technology Group stock to $379.1. The move puts COHR back in the upper part of its yearly range at 82.9%, though it remains 13.8% below the 52-week high of $440.0. Short-term follow-through is positive at 16.8% over 4 weeks, but the 12-week return is still slightly negative at negative 0.9%, which keeps the recovery from looking fully settled. The weekly trend signal is active, and price is now 27.0% above the $298.4 trend line. That is a constructive regime shift after the prior week's close below trend, but the active streak is only 1 week. ShareMaestro's composite read is therefore balanced, rather than emphatically positive, reflecting a strong price response with incomplete confirmation beneath it. Technology context favors the move, industry breadth is thinner. Within U.S. technology, COHR ranked 12th among 708 stocks for the week, placing it in the 98.4th percentile, as the sector itself posted a strong 8.8% average weekly return. Sector breadth is supportive, but not broad-based. 57.0% of technology names have active weekly trend signals, 58.0% show positive relative strength, and only 40.0% have positive market dynamics. The industry context is more specific and more mixed. U.S. scientific and technical instruments gained 5.7% on average for the week, with Coherent ranking first in the group. Industry trend breadth is 57.1%, and relative strength breadth is 53.6%, but positive market dynamics breadth is only 32.1%. That matters because COHR's own activity pressure is also negative, suggesting the price move is ahead of the broader activity read. Volume helped, but participation is not yet decisive. Trading volume rose to 37.6 million shares, above both the 13-week average of 27.4 million and the 52-week average of 27.0 million. At 1.4x baseline, participation was clearly better than normal and gave the rebound some support, especially after the prior week's 31.8 million share decline. Still, this was not an unusually heavy confirmation week compared with the stock's recent history. COHR traded 84.6 million shares during the week of 20 March, far above the latest total. A move above roughly 1.5x average volume would provide a cleaner participation signal if price tries to press toward the prior high. Momentum has improved, but risk has also widened. Momentum is impressive over the longer window, with COHR up 66.5% over 26 weeks and 228.4% over 52 weeks. Relative strength has improved to 49.58, and the stock continues to stand out versus many technology peers. The offset is that market dynamics sit at negative 0.99, indicating that activity pressure has not matched the price recovery. Risk is elevated. 13-week weekly return volatility is 14.1%, well above the 52-week baseline of 9.8%. The latest week was also the best week in the 26-week sample, following a worst week of negative 14.5% in mid-July. So investors should expect a wider range of outcomes. The fair value gap is another constraint. At $379.1, Cohar trades 210.2% above ShareMaestro fair value of 122.2, meaning any loss of momentum could make valuation sensitivity more visible. What to watch next? The first test is whether Cohar can hold above the 298.4 trend line after such a large one-week move. A sustained cushion would keep the weekly trend backdrop constructive, while a quick reversal back toward trend would question the durability of the rebound. The second test is confirmation. Activity pressure needs to move back above zero, and volume needs to stay elevated, preferably above 1.5 times the 13-week average, to support further progress. On the upside, the 440.052-week high is the obvious reference point. On the downside, the main risk is that a high-range stock with stretched fair value distance and rising volatility becomes more exposed to profit-taking if sector breadth cools. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.